Good morning. A wave of low pressure along a warm front continues to make its way through parts of interior New York and New England, and we've seen rain, some of it heavy, fall pretty much all night long. There are flooding concerns across parts of the area, and a flood watch has been issued for a large part of interior New York and New England. Rainfall totals on the order of about 1 to 3 inches in just the last 12 hours are raising the flooding concerns, and we'll have additional rainfall right on through the early morning period and into the midday hours today as that front continues to press on through. Also accompanying the front, much higher dew points, so the humidity level is up and it's going to be a sticky day with the rainfall. But with the clouds and showers, temperatures held back a bit with highs averaging close to 80 degrees. With the front still nearby tonight, we'll see a few scattered showers and a couple of thunderstorms through the evening. Then a cool front will push through during the overnight period. As a result, we'll have clearing skies toward morning with temperatures back into the 60s. For tomorrow, we'll continue the clearing trend through the morning and into the afternoon with increasing sunshine as high pressure builds in. We'll scour out all of the humidity, and much lower humidity will be working its way into the area. With cooler weather, highs will average in the 70s. A beautiful Thursday with a crisp morning, some places back into the 40s and lower 50s, and lots of sunshine with high 70s in the afternoon. On Friday, we'll be back up into the lower 80s, still comfortable humidity with a mix of sun and clouds as the high pressure center hangs on for at least one more day. A disturbance will head in our direction for Saturday. There's a chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the lower 80s, but I think that disturbance will arrive in full force on Sunday with a better chance of showers and storms and highs right around 80. A mix of sun and clouds behind that system as we dry it out for early next week, highs on Monday again in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over portions of the Central Plains eastward into the mid-Mississippi and Ohio valleys. A plume of rapidly cooling air with height will extend eastward across the Central Plains and combine with diurnal heating of very moist lower levels of the atmosphere. This will result in moderate to strong surface-based instability in advance of a cold front. Forcing for ascent associated with the southeastward moving batch of energy should result in strong to severe thunderstorm development across portions of Kansas and Missouri. With deep layer shear of 40 to 50 knots, more than sufficient for organized severe storms capable of large hail and damaging winds into the late evening hours. Elsewhere, energy trapped under a weak upper-level ridge will trigger showers and thunderstorms over parts of the Southwest, Great Basin, and Southern Rockies through tomorrow morning. Flood watches are out for these areas. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Anderson, Mariana Island, in Guam at 11:56 p.m. Eastern Time back on Friday. The last report of hail was at Boscombe Down, United Kingdom, at 1:50 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with moderate rain and fog, 50 degrees, with a southeast wind at 12 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, we have 7 miles visibility and light rain, 70 degrees, with a dew point 68, 93% relative humidity, an east wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.69 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, Boston, showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, increasing clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs right around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 87 degrees, the low 63. The average temperature, 75, that's 3 degrees above normal. 0.09 of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 4.01 inches, which is 1.08 inches above normal. And 27.43 inches for the year, which is 5.93 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 96, set in 1955, and the record low, 45, in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 5:38 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:25 p.m., 14 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today, some heavy bursts of rain possible with highs in the 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, additional scattered showers, especially in the evening with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, some bursts of rain possible, and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with additional scattered showers and lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today, some with heavy bursts of rain and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with additional scattered showers, then some clearing with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers, possibly a thunderstorm today, some heavy bursts of rain possible with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with additional scattered showers and lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today, some heavy bursts of rain possible with highs right around 80. Mostly cloudy tonight with additional scattered showers, then some clearing with lows in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, increasing sunshine, much lower humidity, a bit cooler in the upper 70s, beautiful Thursday, mostly sunny, upper 70s to around 80, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s on Friday, a scattered shower or thunderstorm Saturday, with a better chance of showers and thunderstorms Sunday, lower 80s over the weekend, and lower 80s with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.